Ksuvas Perk Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud 13:10 and the second to last Mishnah of the Masechta, and these last two Mishnayos discuss the rights of a husband to relocate and force his wife to move to a new location with him. The Arbashanim Halurim were talking about also a wife's ability to force her husband to relocate, but the Barthelurans were just focusing on the husband. Now, what would it mean for a husband to force his wife to relocate? It would mean, listen, the wife, of course, is a free-willed agent. She can do whatever she pleases. No one's putting a gun to her head to make her relocate. In the case time of the Mishnah, the husband, of course, could divorce his wife whenever he wanted as well. So to force his wife means to say that she has to move, and if she refuses, then he'll divorce her, and she will forfeit her ksuba. If she is allowed to object to the relocation, that would mean that she wouldn't lose her ksuba. Whereas if she's not allowed to object, meaning he's within his rights to force to relocate, that would mean if she would refuse, she would lose her ksuba. Now, the first Mishnah here, Mishnah Yud, talks about movements within Eretz Yisrael, and the truth is the same would apply to movements outside of Eretz Yisrael, but the Mishnah focuses on within Eretz Yisrael. The next Mishnah will talk about moving to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael. But within Eretz Yisrael, says the Mishnah, that there are Shalosh Aratzos L'Nesuin. There are three different regions within Eretz Yisrael, regarding the lachas of marriage, and the idea being that a person wants to live close to his friends and family, and therefore he or she would object to relocating far away, where easy access to one's loved ones would be restricted. So the point of the Mishnah is there are three separate regions, and it's difficult to move from one to the other, and therefore one would reasonably object to having to relocate outside of her home region. So the three regions are, says the Mishnah, Yehuda, Judea, that's the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, so think Yerushalayim and down to Beersheba. Ve'evar HaYarden, across the Jordan, that would be the eastern side of the Transjordan, where modern-day Jordan is. That was the part of Eretz Yisrael that in the original time of the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, Reuven, God and half of Manasseh, settled. And then you have the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, the Galil. So the point is, one can't force his wife to relocate out from the region in which they had been living without her consent. Now, the assumption here is that the husband and wife both come from the same region. If they married and he lived in one region, let's say the Yehuda, where she lived in the Galil, so it went without saying that, of course, they're going to live where his home is. It's his home, and he has whatever his career in life and everything going for him back where he is. So it was assumed that she would relocate back with him, and therefore she couldn't object. But if they start out in the same region, he can't force her to relocate to a new region. Now, says the Mishnah, Ein motzien me'ir le'ir u'mikrach le'krach. One may not force his wife to relocate from one ear to another ear in a different region. Ear meaning a village. And or kracht a krach. A krach means a big city, perhaps a walled city. So one can't force his wife to move. Aval ba'osa'ar, if we're talking about within that same region of Eretz Yisrael, like within Yehuda or within HaGalil, then motzien me'ir le'ir u'mikrach le'krach. A person could relocate from one village to another village, or from one city to another city, and the spouse couldn't object. Avalo me'ir le'krach v'lo me'krach le'ir. But one can't force a relocation, even within the same region, if one is going from an ear, a village, to a krach, a big city. And same goes if one also couldn't force a spouse to move v'lo me'krach le'ir, from a big city to a small village. The reason why is because there are sort of pros and cons to living in both a village with respect to a city and also living in the city with respect to a village. When it comes to the city, you have the advantages of perhaps security if it's walled. You have sort of the cosmopolitan setup with like a variety of access to goods and foods because there's a lot of people there. It's urban and there's a lot of, you know, marketplaces and supplies. Those are the good things of krach life, of urban living. But the downside is you have overcrowding, you have pollution. That's the bartender focuses on. Perhaps you have less security if you have no walls over there. The pricing of food would be more expensive in the city, where it's, you know, it has to go from the farms and so on. So there's pluses and minuses. And therefore, a person would be within her rights to say, listen, I like village living, I don't want to relocate to the city, or vice versa, I like city living, I don't want to relocate to the village. Even beyond that, even if one is relocating within a region and from the same kind of, you know, urban setting to a similar urban setting, or suburban or rural to a similar suburban or rural setting, so then, even then, motzin minave hara'a lenave hayafe, you can move from a bad neighborhood to a good neighborhood. But of a lo minave hayafe lenave hara, you can't force a person, you can't force a wife to relocate from a good neighborhood to a bad neighborhood. As far as the Bar Tanora is concerned, what makes something a good or bad neighborhood, at least in the context of this Mishnah, is the availability of food, both in terms of quantity and quality. You have a variety of food and the pricing of food, and it's more accessible. When a quantity of food is more accessible, when it comes to a good neighborhood, and the point is that a person can't be forced to go where food will be harder to come by. The Rambam learns that we're talking about Neve Yafe. It seems that he understands those are referring to actually like a nicer, upscale neighborhood, as opposed to like more slummy, you know, downscale neighborhood. That's the Rambam learns in Hilchos Ishus, the 13th chapter, Halacha 18. And similarly, a person can't be expected to, you know, go from a nice home in a nice affluent neighborhood to go live in the projects where it's less desirable. And not a matter of food accessibility, but just in general, you know, the quality of the people, the way they dress, the standard of living, and so on. Now, to that, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Aflo minave hara lenave yafa, b'pnei shenave hayafa bodek. Says Rabban Shimon Gamliel, even relocating from a upscale neighborhood to a lower class neighborhood is also objectionable, says he, because b'pnei shenave hayafa bodek, even a nice neighborhood is trying. The idea is, according to Bar Tanura, that we're talking about having access to more food, more quantity of food, and etc. And that, well, that sounds like a nice idea, actually could be trying in its own right and challenging to one's health. The general principle is, and the Rambam brings the halacha, is that tchilas choli is shunei havest. The beginning of all sickness starts with, the beginning of sickness, many sicknesses, certainly gastrointestinal sicknesses, begin with the changing of one's pattern. So a new diet can become very trying. And that being the case, as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you can't even force a person to go to a place where there's more food and different foods because those foods might be upsetting to the system. According to the Rambam, the point is that if you even forcing a woman to go from, let's say, a poorer neighborhood to a more up-class neighborhood could be objectionable to her because it's also trying, as much as she has to now like sort of upper game in terms of how she dresses, how she walks, how she behaves. And that could be in itself, you know, hard on her. She doesn't want to live up to those more gashmi standards, and is demanding her, and she can object to it. And therefore, according to Shimon Gamliel, at least the woman would be within her rights to object to that as well. At all events, the halacha does recognize that relocating from a town which is mostly non-Jews to mostly Jews is an advantage, and therefore one could force such a move. Even if otherwise it was like, say, like a worse, moving to a worse neighborhood. That in and of itself makes it be a much more attractive neighborhood. And in converse, to move from an area which is mostly Jewish to one that is mostly non-Jewish is a step down, even if, you know, on a gashmi level, it's a higher standard of living.